Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Innan vi sätter igång så vill vi bara be er om lyssna på det här.
We put a lot of time in this and would appreciate if you could support us through Patreon for as little as 10 crowns a month.
Men Jonathan, är det inte svårt att bli Patreon?
No, you just go to patreon.com/teachmesweden. We spend our time doing this and it'll be nice to get a little something back.
Men hur betalar man? Måste man använda något jobbigt PayPal-system?
No, you just get it directly from your bank account and subscribe, and it gets taken out every month as little as 10 crowns a month.
Oh,
and then we even have other levels for people that want to give more. They can get more back.
Yeah.
We try to increase that as much as we can. We really appreciate the support. Just go to patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Do it! Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en humorpodcast där två komiker lär varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins. And in this episode, Erik and I will both be learning a little story from our friend Skiff Massara about a darker individual.
Yes, not Darth Vader. För han fanns inte på riktigt. Utan en människa från fjärran som kommer till Sverige och blir lite av en trickster, en liten lurendrejare, en hovnar och även en sofistikerad människa.
Yes man, it's there's love, but is it savage love?
Or is it noble love? Or is it noble savage love?
We'll see, check it out.
Såg det inte.
Oh my gosh.
Jävlar.
Well, so there's only been one time when I was surprised but you were not.
Yeah. Men jag kommer bli överraskad för all framtid. För all framtid. Det är så överraskande varje gång. Hur mår du?
I'm good, man.
Vi är inte själva.
No. We're joined on this podcast by another American.
What?
Yes. One of my best buds and also podcast partner on a different podcast where we talk about NFL, which I'm sure all of our listeners are interested in. We got our boy Skiff Massara's in the building.
Woohoo! What's up, y'all?
Hey, hey!
Yeah! Dropping some history up in this motherfucker. Let's go!
This is great. We've had two guests in the past, and we love these. We love these because part of this podcast is us doing the work of grabbing information to prepare for these.
Mm.
And in this one...
Nu kan vi bara avbryta dig och säga putslustiga saker.
Yes! It's great.
Det är jättekul.
We're going to interrupt you and tell jokes and drag out stories and all of that stuff.
I'm
hope you're ready, Skiff.
I'm happy to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a total history buff and a history nerd. I think we lose sight of the things that we can learn from history far too often. And the number of times that I find something happening today that I've read about in history in the days gone by, it's oftentimes a little shocking to realize how easy it is to forget some of these things.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Well, we're hoping we can jog people's memory by making it funny as well.
Jag hoppas.
Yeah.
Och lära oss.
Yeah, man. So the floor is yours, Skiff. Let us know. Teach us a little bit of Sweden.
All right. Today, I am here to talk to you about Adolf Ludwig Gustav Frederick Albert Badan.
His last name should be goddamn. That's a lot of names. Was that six names?
Kan vi kalla honom names. Kan vi kalla honom för goddamn bara? Det är,
goddamn. Well,
kommer det där.
most people refer to him simply as Badan.
Badan,
okay. Which okay, Badan, which yeah. obviously is great because as you referred to, he has way too many fucking names.
is it with an I? Is it Badan?
Yes.
So he's basically his last name is Toilet. A toilet accessory?
Ass cleaner?
B-I-D-I-N. Is that a toilet cleaner?
Bidin.
Bidin. Bidet is... Bidet is a water splashing toilet mechanism.
Oh, that. Yeah, no, yeah. It's not spelled like that.
Okay.
B-A-D-I-N. It was always... I had always heard people pronounce it as Bidan, but I may be pronouncing it.
Oh, okay. But I think it's Bidin, but if it was France, Bidin, it would be Bidan. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Oh, I'll call him Bidet.
I'm calling him Ass Cleaner.
Right. Or you could call him any of those other names. Adolf, Ludwig, Gustav, Ludwig. Frederick,
They're
Albert.
They're way out of my head.
Take your pick. Now, interestingly enough, but his original name was Couchy.
What?
Was he a lazy guy?
Couchy.
Couchy?
Couchy.
Vart var han ifrån? Var är han svensk?
Not really. No, he was born in 1747 or 1750 in either Africa or Saint Croix.
Uh-huh.
Why all the confusion about the exact time and place? Well, for one, obviously this is a long ass time ago, but I think you've probably figured out given. Yeah. His place of potential origin, that Badan was a man with a rather dark complexion.
Mm-hmm. Jag vill inte kalla honom. Jag kallar honom inte Bidet längre. Det känns inte bra.
Right. And by dark complexion, obviously I mean that he was a black dude.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this podcast, I can only assume that you already know that history is, you know, more oftentimes written by the winners. Black folks usually do not wind up on the winning side of history. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be too terribly surprising that the white people of the time did not bother to record this dude properly. So I think that might kind of explain the confusion about the year and the actual place. But Dan himself didn't even really remember much about his past. He said that the only thing he really remembered was his parents' hut burning down.
Damn.
So there's basically your short version of his origin story. That's all he remembers. And he didn't even remember if it burnt down in Africa or St. Croix. He doesn't know.
Wow.
What we do know, though, is that he was acquired in St. Croix. Acquired. He was, and by acquired, I mean taken, from the Danish-owned island of St. Croix.
Wait, so not purchased, but just kidnapped?
Yeah, he was purchased.
But purchased. Okay, all right. I think it's a different excuse.
St. Croix was owned. It was like a colony owned by the Danish at the time. He was taken to Europe on a Danish East Indies ship from where he was bought by a Danish captain who gave him to a statesman, Anders van Reiser, who in turn gave him as a present to the Queen of Sweden.
What? Åh, vilket stort paket! Undrar vad det är i!
It's
rattling.
The box is rattling back and forth.
I want to shake it to see what's in it.
Ow!
Not a puppy.
Yes. This was Queen Lovisa Ulrika. She was the Queen of Sweden in 1757, I guess it was.
Okay. Vem var kung då? Vem var hon gift med? Du hatar kungar, men står det någonstans?
I'm not sure, actually.
Jag känner igen Lovisa Ulrika. Det känns som att vi har haft henne.
I think we've talked about Lovisa Ulrika.
Vad sa du? 1700?
But I think she was the crown, like she was in charge of shit.
Ah,
she was
okay.
The queen.
Okay.
Like, so... Because we'll get to that later. There's a whole weird thing that happens when she moves on. Interesting part is in what can only be described as a vintage example of the plot for the film Trading Places, Queen Lovisa decided to turn Badan into an experiment in upbringing.
Uh-huh.
Really?
She was interested in science. She founded the Science Academy, the Royal Swedish Academy of Letters, the History of Antiquities, where, among other topics, the origin of man and civilization were discussed, such as the nature of, quote, savages, the, quote, noble savage, and the natural human. I'll let you guess which one they considered to be the white guy.
Natural human. Like, the wording of that is so fucked up.
Yeah, so...
You said savages, what was the other one? Savages, natural human, what was the other one?
The noble savage.
Noble savage.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah.
That's a nice title.
It's like royalty, slave royalty.
Yeah, exactly.
Noble savage. In America, they call that the house Negro.
Exactly.
Folk Calame. Come here, savage. Oh, I'm sorry. It's noble savage to you.
Exactly. I'm Captain Savage.
Det här är också plotten för My Fair Lady, låter det som. I could be a nice lady. I could.
Sure.
Så ska han få
absolutely.
Henne.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. But for those of you who have not seen Trading Places, great movie from the 80s.
Yeah.
Just 80s or 90s?
83
or 84, någonting tror jag. Eller?
Right. Where Eddie Murphy, where these two white rich dudes they take Eddie Murphy, who is like a poor homeless black guy, and they switch him with like super rich stock trader Dan Aykroyd to see if one will become the other, like if you introduce them to this world of culture and intellect and everything, like if Eddie Murphy will adapt to that, and if you throw the Dan Aykroyd character into the slums, will he turn into a criminal? Interesting. So here's what she did. She instructed him in Christianity, taught him how to read and write.
Wow.
He also learned French. But after that, in an effort to see if the experiment worked, Badan was allowed to live entirely according to his own will and judgment.
Okay. So it wasn't, so she didn't get someone to switch. She just did a one-sided Trading Places.
Exactly.
To like see if he reverts to savagery.
Exactly.
Okay.
Men så han var inte fri, men han fick friheter. För hon, det var fortfarande
sure.
hon ägde honom, men typ såhär, gör vad du vill.
Yeah.
Tills jag säger till.
Ja. Longest leash ever.
To be clear, he was still owned.
Yes.
You are correct.
She's like, you're free-ish.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So somewhere along the way, his name was changed from Couchy to Badan, because Badan, in some language that I was unable to track down, apparently means trickster or mischief maker.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So you give him the name trickster and see if he can go out and live a good life.
Det är hemskt.
Right.
Det
är... What the fuck?
Vad heter du? Lurendrejan. Vad fan? Ja, men det är klart att jag inte kommer kunna anpassa mig in i det här samhället.
Where's my wallet?
Det måste vara Lurendrejan.
It had to be.
Jesus.
Yep.
Okay.
So, as a child, he grew up as the playmate of the children of the royal family, who were brought up in a much more restricted way than he was. He was allowed to speak to them in a very natural way, and he would even fight with them and tease them, which apparently at the time was considered quite scandalous.
But
he knew all.
One question, Skip. Do you know if there were other like black folks in the population? Like, was there a standard way black people were treated, or was it?
I have no idea. I mean, certainly not in the royal family. This is quite unique to have black people in the royal court.
I'm just thinking in Sweden, there's got to be no black people.
Jag tror inte vi hade, eller jag spekulerar som fan, men jag har inte tänkt att vi har haft så mycket så här...
Det känns inte som att vi tog hit...
Alltså, vi hade säkert slavar på annat sätt, men jag tror inte vi tog hit slavar från Afrika. Inte vad jag vet. Men jag har ingen aning. Kanske vi gjorde det. Jag vet inte.
I don't know.
So I'm guessing he probably really stood out, is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did. He apparently knew all the secret passages within the royal castle, and it was said that he knew all the secrets within its walls.
Ooh,
tricky, tricky.
Yes.
Contemporary diaries describe how he frequently misbehaved, spoke rudely to the nobility, and ridiculed religion when interrogated about the Bible.
Man, this is bullshit.
Exactly.
So what do you mean to tell me he walked on the water? Huh? He ain't walk on no water.
You mean to tell me he was white?
Man, that's been, he ain't white. Come on, man. Look at that picture, man. That look like bronze to you. They say bronze skin. That's a white man. Come on, man. Come on, Queen. Lovisa. Lovisa. That's bullshit.
Now, the funny thing is that when you read about him, it seems like he kind of got away with a lot of stuff because I guess maybe he was seen as a bit of a court jester, right? Oh. By all accounts, he was considered quite witty and funny, and people just didn't take him that seriously to a certain extent. And I guess maybe they had kind of low expectations for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
he's reverting to savagery in their minds.
Yeah, exactly.
För att vara på väg att bli en vilde är han väldigt sofistikerad.
He's on his way. Wait till he loses the accent.
I knew this Negro wasn't going to work out.
Exactly. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh,
one account of his wild mannerism, so to speak, was documented in writing by an official at the time who said, quote, he often calls Crown Prince Gustav, he calls him Gustav Duskirk, which in English would be like the villain or the bad guy.
Yeah.
And Prince Frederick, he called Mansur Snus, which is like Mr. Tobacco.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh. Did he use a lot of tobacco?
This guy probably did. But he basically, you know, he had nicknames for everybody and he was out there fucking roasting dudes. You know?
I think
and get away with it.
Now I know Louise Ulrika must be Gustav III's mother. I think she didn't like.
You're correct. Yes, we're getting to that part.
Okay, cool.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
He also said, in the rooms, he runs back and forth as he pleases, pushing people away, whoever they might be, when they get in his way. At the table, he hangs between the king's and queen's chairs, dangling back and forth on whichever one he pleases. At dessert, he is lifted onto the table, where he walks back and forth between plates and platters, spouting the dirtiest of nonsense.
Hur gammal är han här?
I don't know. He's like a kid at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, man? It feels like it's confirmation bias a little bit.
Perhaps.
Because it's like, if you don't teach me manners, I'm not going to know what's wrong.
Verkligen.
He's putting his elbows on the table, you know what I'm saying? But nobody told me that it's not good to put your elbows on the table. If she taught him languages and like educated him in that way, but didn't teach him traditions and manners.
But it also sounds like Badan might have some fucking jokes, you know what I mean? He might be one of the world's first stand-up comics.
I'm thinking that. And then you bringing up Trading Places, a lot of it made me think about Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
And how they were probably allowed if it's making him laugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So throughout his life, he grew quite close to the queen's daughter, Princess Sophia Albertina.
Albert and Albertina. Albert is one of his names.
He even wrote a poem to her for her birthday in 1764, which I think I sent it to you guys. Oh, I think yeah. It probably will sound better in Swedish.
Should I read it?
Is it
read
is
it in Swedish.
Did he do it to a beat?
I can yeah. I can type a beat. Sure.
He's out here dropping bars. Let's go.
Okay. Jag som en utav de svarta obekant med landet sed gör en önskning i mitt hjärta över vår prinsessa med. Men jag kan ej så beskriva vad för gott jag önskar vill. Ja, att hon må nödger bliva många flera åldrar till.
Wow! Wow!
Man.
You guys, that is not what I expected to happen when I sent you that today. That was
so han
truly...
var den första stand-upan, han var också den första rap artisten.
What's next? Jesus. He about to make the first mix baby after that poem. His next song gonna be called Toe That Ass Up. By Six Names. This is rap. Tekashi Six Names.
Yeah. Or an early version of Who That Is My Baby Daddy. That's just my baby daddy.
All sent to the queen.
Wow. That was fantastic, you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Right, we'll come back to that friendship a bit later.
Yeah.
In 1768, Badan was baptized in the chapel at Drottningholm Palace with the entire royal family present.
Okay.
When he grew up, he sort of left his shenanigans aside and was eventually described as a very intelligent and reliable person with great self-confidence.
Imagine if people leave you alone and educate you. Let you be as wild, you know, a little bit wild and, you know, curious or whatever, and you're educated. Of course he's a confident, smart guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Badan sometimes helped the court poet Bellman to compose verses for special occasions.
Cool. Verses. He's a rapper, man. He's a producer. Nice yeah. producer.
Right. So he's out here doing like a Badan Bellman collab, kind of like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, basically.
Featuring Bellman. Oh, yo, I got Bellman. Oh, tell him how it is, Bellman.
Jag ska säga er hur det är nu. Yeah, break it down.
Break it down, Bellman. He's saying, What is this rhythm? He claps on the twos and fours.
Like a savage.
The savage clapping.
It's the savage clap from a nobleman.
The savage clap. And they're in the dance school, you know, Gustav starts the art school, and they're like, they are savage clappers. And it's, they remind me of Tekashi Six Names.
Wow. Oh, that's brilliant. Let's see, what else? Badan also participated in plays at the French theater. He's listed as a dancer in a ballet in 1769. Wow. And he also played the main part in Arlequin Sauvage in 1770, a play in which a, quote, savage meets civilization.
Huh. Hmm. So in Hans historia, mer eller mindre.
Well, yeah, sure. Maybe they wrote the play for him. Yeah. It was like a, you know, they thought he was born to play this part, more or less.
So with the letter to the princess and everything, was there any romance involved? Like, we didn't even find out.
Well, we're gonna get to that actually.
Okay. I'm stepping ahead. I reread the poem because I was beatboxing, so I had to reread it and
right.
see if it worked out.
Now, despite his freedom to act as he pleased, as an adult, he was still considered a servant to Queen Lovisa.
Servant.
And then later to Princess Sophia. That being said, it appears he dodged a bit of a bullet, or in this case, an axe, as shortly before the death of Queen Lovisa, she sent Badan to Stockholm with the keys to her files. So when she died, Badan snuck into the castle, gathered up all of Queen Lovisa's official papers and delivered them to Prince Frederick and his bestie, Princess Sophia, who then burned the documents before the incoming King Gustav III could get his hands on them.
Oh, shit.
Why did he need to do that?
Yeah.
We don't know, because the files were burned. So she had some shit in there that she didn't want nobody to know about. And
so he did it in her honor.
She asked him to do it, and he said, I'll do it.
Ja, för Gustav III, han sa upp bekantskapen med morsan när hon anklagade honom för att, Erik för att vara bastard. Så det kanske är något av den konflikten att det blev något tjafs där.
Okej. Okay. So he did the secret of work, huh?
He did a little Watergate break-in action.
Okay.
Den osynliga spionen, lurendrejan.
Exactly.
Som ingen lägger märke till.
What a trickster. What a trickster.
When King Gustav found out about this, he apparently said to Badan, quote, "You know well, black man, that such a thing can cost you your head."
Ändå PK uttryckt. Huh? Han hade kunnat säga det på världens sätt.
The N-word wasn't around yet.
It
feels like a... I want to say Negro, but I want to harder.
I want to degrade him. How?
How can I do this? I don't know. We'll figure it out maybe later. Maybe our friends on the other side of the Atlantic will come up with a way to describe this man, this black man.
Hava ni benämning för att nedvärdera dessa män? Ah, okay.
They sent Axel von Friesendorf.
Yeah.
Hey, can you talk to George Washington?
Yeah. So after being threatened to have his head chopped off, Badan is credited as the first person in history to utter the now infamous reply, "Bruh, don't make me chop your head off and shit down your neck, white boy."
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
Wow.
Shit down your neck, white boy.
Of course he wouldn't say that.
No,
he said he was very, like, you know, calm and relaxed, and he said, "It is in your majesty's power, but I have been unable to act differently."
I was following rules, man.
Smart.
I was following orders.
Yeah, basically. If you ask me to do something, I'll do it for you too, now that you're the king.
And she was still alive when he followed those orders.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I assume there was a fair amount of lobbying on his behalf, because the king did not chop off Badan's head. Instead, he was given 3 farmhouses outside of Stockholm, which provided him with an income and some financial security.
He got 40 acres and a mule?
Exactly.
We were supposed to get that, man. Did you know that?
Nay.
Abraham Lincoln promised
40 acres and a mule to every black person.
Once he freed all of the slaves, they needed something. So they're supposed to get land and an animal to till the land.
And, vart? Alla på samma ställe eller utspritt i landet?
No, they would ration out 40 acres of land and a mule.
Huh.
And then you do what you will with it, and it should set you up to be profitable. And then he was assassinated, and they never went through on it.
Ah, hade det varit doable då? Klarar man 40 acres är allt du behöver en liten åsna.
You do the right thing with your land.
Yeah, okay.
Right. It's like a free market for real.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can make some decorative potatoes.
Var det därför Booth, han bara, god damn, I don't have 40 acres and a mule.
Yep. He came in there, interrupted Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what they're watching. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Let's see. He was also given several honorary titles, such as Chamberlain, which is an officer who manages the household of a monarch or a noble. Mm. So I guess still a servant.
So like a husband.
Court secretary, ballet master, and assessor, which is like a judge or magistrate's assistant.
Simon Cowell.
This is funny. Actually,
the first Simon Cowell.
The last one is quite. Yeah, the last one's quite funny. The thing about assessor, despite that having the honorary title of assessor would allow him to be considered like an official of the royal court, he refused. Accept that as one of his titles. And he wrote to the king, quote, "Have you ever seen a black assessor?"
Oh, shit.
So this was the origin story for Blazing Saddles also, in a way, because assessor and sheriff, it's not that.
A black assessor?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, he can use that anytime. If he anytime, doesn't want but a instead, job, just, nobody's seen a black anything.
Yeah.
But instead, he decided to refer to himself as a farmer because Badan is out here fucking keeping it real, bro.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was married twice, died childless. There were some seriously hot rumors that he was the father of an alleged secret daughter with Princess Sophia.
Yeah.
Are there pictures of this child? Like paintings of this child?
I don't know. The rumors are unconfirmed, but I choose to believe that they're true.
Och du vet, när man målar något så kan man måla vilken färg man vill.
You're like, that's a big ass nose on that white boy.
Make it smaller for the picture.
Yeah. Take away his savage features, please.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Damn, that'd be juicy, man. Well, maybe
that would be good, man. It would be good shit. He later went on to marry a grocer's daughter.
A white woman.
It
had to be.
Yeah, yeah. They must have worked.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then it later married a carpenter's daughter because his first wife passed away. He did have a child with the first wife, but the child died in infancy. Hmm. No other children are noted except for that secret baby he had with Princess Sophia that nobody talks about, of course.
We need this. We needed him to procreate.
Yeah.
We needed this, man. Imagine being part of the first line of black folks in Sweden.
Yeah.
We needed this, man.
Fattar hur mycket like, bra DNA vi hade spritt ut.
Yeah, it could have been. And plus he was a dancer and all that stuff. Imagine if there was like an original, because that would be considered like original black Swede.
Yeah.
True.
It could have been like, you could trace your origin to, instead of having to depend on immigration.
Yeah.
And other places, slavery. That could have been so, man, he should have been fucking more, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He messed up Tekashi 6ix9ine.
During his later life, he was reportedly supported financially by Princess Sophia.
Wonder why.
So whether they had a kid together or not, they clearly remained close throughout their lives. Maybe it was to arrange play dates with Papa. I have no idea.
Baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden's first baby daddy too, man.
Badan collected an extensive library consisting of some 900 volumes, mostly in French. It was sold in Stockholm in the year of his death, 1822, with a printed catalog. This makes him the first recorded book collector of African origin.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
His diaries, for anyone interested, are preserved in the Uppsala University Library. They are written in French, but I can only imagine that it must be some kind of a translation by now.
It's got to be.
However, despite his extensive knowledge regarding the secrets of the royal family and the court, even as a lifelong diarist who wrote just about everything down on his everyday experiences, Badan never revealed anything and remained very loyal to the royal house throughout his entire life. It's argued that the number of secrets this man took to the grave must be in the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's noble.
You know, yeah, you know, he rocking the... I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You know, when he got old, he can turn to the old black man.
Yeah.
I know some things. All right, you keep thinking that what you want to do about Bruno Sophia. I tell you what.
Yeah, I bet you do, Uncle Couchy. Bye.
Uncle Couchy. I'll tell you what.
And that is the that's the legend of Adolf Ludwig Gustav Frederick Albert Badan.
Shit.
Wow. That's the man. What a story.
I don't know if he's the first black man in Sweden, but he's certainly the most interesting of the earliest ones, for sure.
He's got to be first.
First stand-up,
First
producer. First
producer.
A lot rapper. Of firsts.
Rapper.
First collab.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, he was better at keeping secrets than Donald Trump.
Yeah. But that ain't saying much.
I know, right?
That ain't saying much. Wow.
Damn, Skiff, what a great story, man. Thank you very much, man. That
was fun, bro.
That was fun.
Oh, nice.
And we didn't have to do any work. Woo!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
No work for us.
In the butt.
Yeah, it's It's been a long time coming. I said I was going to come on here a long time ago and tell you this story. This story came to me by way of two friends of mine who were working on a feature film script.
About him?
About him.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And I've read multiple versions of it over the years, and it's one of those projects that, man, there's like literally a thousand different ways that a TV series or a movie can fail, and why this one has never been made is a bit of a head scratcher to me. It seems like such an obvious no brainer. It would be phenomenal.
Vi pratar om det hela tiden i våra avsnitt, men det kommer ju ner till pengarna. Det finns ingen produktion som har råd att göra de här otroliga liksom tidsperiodsenliga kulisserna och liksom sets. Det är ju, jag lovar att det är därför, för att jag känner inte till några liksom historiska skildringar i svensk film. Det finns ju typ inga. Det är väldigt få.
Yeah, but when people want to find a way to do it, they do it, you know.
I guess vi har gjort Utvandrarna.
Yeah. You got the Helm of Klint is getting ready to come out.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's about this woman who was a painter. She was, I don't remember, anthropomorphism, like that. She was into all these kind of, like these people who, they were a group of painters, but they also kind of, it was almost like they talk like kind of people who were on acid, you know what I mean? Like they see waves, they see energy, they paint things that they can't see. Like, but she was kind of credited as a female painter who did something, you know, that was sort of unheard of at the time.
And they're making a movie about her.
The movie's coming out, actually.
And there's no movie about our boy, but damn.
No.
Swedish history is a hard one, man. I mean, I remember when I first came up with the idea to tell a story about Olof Palme, people told me right away, like, oh, no. You can't do that. You can't. That's like taboo. Like, unless you want to, I asked, like, why are there not very many biopics in Sweden?
Yeah, yeah.
Like movies about real people.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's been a few over the years, but the Palme one was like the weirdest reaction. People were just like, no, that's, nobody would ever do that. Nobody would say yes to that.
Nej, men det har varit dåligt med det. Det har ju funnits en film om Palmemordet, eller det finns kanske flera, men Sista kontraktet med Mikael Persbrandt var ju en.
Mm. Right.
Den var ju också så här, ja, fast det här var en liksom en action thriller liknande grej. Det är inte så mycket, det är väldigt mycket teorier och så. Så Clark var ju typ, det är väl den senaste biopicken så. Men alltså, vi är dåliga på biopics överlag.
I thought Clark was really good, but I can understand that some people found it to be a bit problematic. I mean, you're making a biopic about a guy who was clearly not a good guy.
Yeah.
I happen to think the show was very entertaining. But people of like my wife's parents' generation are like, why are you making a TV series about Clark?
Ja,
the guy was a fucking asshole.
Men vi är inte like, vana vid det. Ja, det, men det, Goodfellas är inte typ så här. Det är inte asbra människor.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes a bad guy is a good story.
Gotta get a story.
Usually, yeah. You don't make stories about good people. They're boring.
Yeah, this is what you just told us. It wouldn't have been as good if you wouldn't have told us how he's a little jerk as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
You built it up nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've left that out, I would have been like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're dead to me, bro. I don't even know you.
What are you, good kid? Good kid growing up? What, you sit at the table? You didn't walk on the table?
Oh,
what
no. Are you? I hate him. Bidet.
Ass wash. All right, Skip. Thanks for coming through and doing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Tack så jättemycket. Det var jättekul.
Yeah, no worries.
And the listeners, thank you all for checking out this episode of Teach Me Sweden. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Erik Broström.
And
Skip Misara.
Teaching you Sweden. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Fred.
Later, y'all.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.